Hello, my dear. Welcome to this global meeting specifically designed for you, inspiration and motivation today, as we know that scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential because another 95 is coming from God. And this is all our meeting about. We are doing global prayer chain and invited all 8 billion people on the earth, from simple people to presidents, to pray for peace 1 minute and global prayer chain, and thus we mobilize heavenly world to help everyone who join our meetings online or offline at 7 p.m. their local time, thus doing global prayer chain in every country 24/7. And here at 7 p.m. We join live to intensify this. All of this in the Global Peace Forum for ultimate global peace by 2027. This is predestination for all 8 billion plus people to live in peace, in God's inspiration, motivation, and all of God's pure, clean world of peace and clean reason and nature. Yes, there are still many fightings on the earth as we are in the last days, but God already started to build Heavenly Kingdom, the 12th year. So find out about us on Saturnus Jesus Plan List and listen to God's Word, Sanctify Your Place 24/7. Subscribe the channel and share this message to billions. More about us is below the video. And let's go to powerful music and the most powerful words of God. From the Messiah and coming, and the actual forum. Enjoy! Sing along! Powerful music, win the whole world with God's love. Let's go with the powerful quotes. Word of God for Messiah's second coming. These quotes from the philosophy of peace. So let's see what God think about peace in the recent days. God is the parent, and the human beings, his children, have the status of citizens of his nation. This applies to individuals, family, tribe, people, nations, and the world. When we look at people in this way, each individual is under God's sovereignty, and each is a member of the family of his direct sons and daughters. Hence, God's sovereignty in his nation is connected with his sovereignty in the family. Therefore, although there are numerous individuals, tribes, and peoples, God's sovereignty over each of them absolutely stands on the relationship of subject and object partners. The ideal world of creation is a world where the subject-object partners' relationship can be formed anywhere. God's sovereignty pervades that world, which is on the horizontal plane and is called the heavenly nation. This is God's ideal of creation. However, the fall of the first ancestors caused it to fundamental break down. Okay, this is so powerful message that God is our parent and he is always with us, and with all nations and all families, everyone. So God have a plan for everyone for peace 2027. Let's go with our global prayer chain and invite Irina. Irina, happy welcome. Can you pray now? From the heavenly
okay,
Uganda.
Thank yes, thank you very much for setting us up here with all the heavenly countries in attendance. Let us pray. Good evening, our most precious heavenly parents. Good evening, our parents of heaven and earth and all humankind. Good evening, our Lord Jesus Christ and all the saints and sages that have come on earth to educate us. We are so happy to be here today and also to hear the word of creation. We know that God created the world with love, and we are very grateful. And we know that because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we are here to be restored back to children of God. God was so good, he followed his own principles of creation by first creating the angels and all things, and then Adam and Eve, making the environment very good for us. But we made everything difficult for ourselves because we did not obey God's commandment. Heavenly parents, we ask for forgiveness because we didn't know our ancestors. We were very young at that time. And with all the excuses that we can give, all we can say is that please forgive us for the sin of our ancestors. Forgive us for the sins that are going on here every day in our lives. Forgive us, Heavenly Parents, for not understanding you and for not knowing you properly as children should know their parent. But we have hope because with this forum and many other forums like this, we can get your word through prayer. So we are praying here every day very seriously, very humbly, very hopefully that peace can come on earth. When peace comes on earth, we shall be in the Garden of Eden. We shall love each other and do things for each other and please you, especially our heavenly parents, because Jesus still reminds us that we should love you with all our heart and with all our soul and body. But we know that our hearts are half-half and even our bodies are contaminated. So we cannot give you the proper love that you should get. So we really want to purify ourselves, make ourselves worthy of being your children. Heavenly parents, we are so grateful that you are a forgiving God. And as it is said in Psalm 130, if you were to judge us honestly, nobody would be standing up. Everyone would be down. But because you love us so much, you keep forgiving us and keep forgiving us and forgetting our sins. We are so grateful and we want to love you and really bring happiness to you. Thank you so much for today. Where we have made things short, please forgive us. Where we have done well, we give glory to you always. Thank you so much. And I would like to pray for all the brothers and sisters on this forum, thanking them for their time and their heartistic prayers. And also to thank Nikolai, our brother who started this forum. Thank you for inspiring him, and let us work together to bring peace by the year 2027. I want to report my prayer as Edna Rutanje of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, 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 amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Irina. So beautiful, you speak with God. Thank you very much, our Heavenly Parent. Let's invite our Bishop Vakas. He had a celebration today, and he could report how they celebrate together with all his churches. Yeah, Bishop Vakas, can you speak now, pray now?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. First of all, happy Palm Sunday to all of you. Oh, Lord, thank you, true parents of humankind. Dear Lord, thank you for seeing us through this Sunday. Thank you for your faithfulness and the assurance that you are always with us. We are never defenseless. Your grace is enough to sustain us, and you will never fail us. Thank you for your equipping us and giving us all we need for this day. Please lead and guide us and grant us wisdom and insight for all we face. May your will be done in our lives and on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. Peace, restoration of all nation. Thank you, the true parents of humankind, to multiple God's seed of his two loved children. Thank you for this day, and bless us everyone and all over the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen and adieu.
Amen, amen, adieu, adieu. So powerful prayer. Thank you very much, Bishop Vakas. Congratulations one more time. Please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent and beloved True Parents, we are so happy to meet you alive here. You invite us to pray for peace 2027, for fulfillment of kingdom by 2027. And we came across the globe, dear Heavenly Parent, now at this concrete meeting to raise this positive energy that is coming and to erase all of these remnants of the hell that was till now on the earth and is still struggle there. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you, and we ask you for this inspiration and motivation, true inspiration, true motivation, not just inspiration for the inspiration to be inspired, but inspiration to lead your providence. Your providence is miracle, and we see that after our Lord Jesus passed to spiritual world, remain just a few very simple people, his followers, and actually you was moving providence with them, and they substantial win and conquer war, the world, the Roman Empire as a representative, and 400 years they became a national religion there. So you always was working in history like this. Even we see there was many fights, the big weapons on all of these struggles, but this was just a disturbance for the God's providence. And they never bring peace, just God's direct work brings substantial peace and build the kingdom and development of humanity. Does would the Christians you move then to England, then to whole world, then to USA, and then to whole world, dear Holy Parent, you lead your providence to build substantial kingdom. And now we are in that time when you send Messiah and coming, Holy Son, Holy God, and daughter, and their true parents, parents of heaven and earth, they build heavenly kingdom. Already 12 years, and we as this forum, we are feeling like the first disciples of Jesus. We don't have money or power, but we pray. We pray for God's will to be done. And we pray that this kingdom to fill all people, all 8 billion plus people hearts. And we pray for to that kingdom as Christianity build a world of brotherhood, democracy. And this kingdom, what is next came now, will fill every family, every house, every community, country, and the world. And all the children of God will never fight. With today's technology, it could be done even by 2035, dear Heavenly Parent. We know that everything is in our hands, and you children, please illuminate us. All from simple people to presidents, you bless with the greatest technologies, with the greatest development now, and the world is ready to build this kingdom, this world of peace, this dream of all of our ancestors and all of us as their descendants, and everybody want to live in peace and the world of peace. And many travel in different countries, but there is also no peace. Even developed country nowadays is no security, dear Heavenly Parent. And we pray, please protect us. Thus, I pray for brothers and sisters who join hands today to pray for peace and fulfillment of the kingdom, because Jesus inspires us to not think about what to eat and where to sleep, but about kingdom, because this is the most important. And when we read the quotes of the Messiah and coming today, we understand that this was original plan. It's not just a kind of wish, but a substantialization of the kingdom right now, right in this concrete moment. It's not just hope. It's not just inspiration. It's not just big dream or utopia was what our ancestors was trying to build. It's not utopia. It's a real substantial kingdom. Build the 12th year. And let the kingdom reign. I pray for all 8 billion plus people on the earth as you inspire us, that all of us, from simple people to presidents, especially those in the power, to receive revelations, to receive dreams and vision of absolute peace, absolute goodness, absolute love, absolute obedience, dear Heavenly Parent, please help us to find it in our life. We feel it right now, right here. And let's unite together. Let's unite and rejoice together with God. We feel you right here through the Messiah's incoming love. And we are sharing this culture throughout the internet, and also as a prophecy, a vision. That people who see spiritual see that at our meetings came billions of spirits to pray with us. Let them pray with us. Let them purify this world, this world mind, global mind, that to not be in fear, but to be not just in hope, but to build substantial kingdom right now, right here. Thus, I pray for my sister Irina in Uganda, Heavenly Africa, and for Bishop Vakas in Pakistan, Heavenly Asia, and I'm with Julian Jan in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent. You lead us to meet here and But as we pray for the world, invest our heart, all our heart and life for the world to make you, fulfill your dream, your heavenly parents' dream, the will of God. We bring this devotion that you will be done. Not someday, but right now in Eastern Europe, there's supposed to be a miracle. Let there be a miracle. And the Middle East, let these weapons really become luxuries everywhere in the world. Let we invest it substantially. And I pray for brothers and sisters, those who have position, those who was at our meeting, priests, bishops, archbishops, and even the Pope, and also all religious leaders, all political leaders, presidents and prime ministers, kings and all others, ministers and parliamentarians, and also businessmen, with the billionaires, the God bless them just with one concrete. This 1% of population, God bless them with one concrete goal: to unite with the Messiah's incoming, Holy God Son, Holy God and Daughter, substantiation of the Holy Spirit, true Mother, and build heavenly kingdom by 2027. Dear Heavenly Parent, let them receive this. Let them receive this. And work accordingly, as this is your plan. You bless this world not to fight, but to build kingdom. And let everything or remnants of the old era of struggles vanish away as fertilizer and bring substantial, greatest, peaceful movements in every country, in every community, in every family. Let them not fight in their families and separate, divorce, but live in peace and true love of God. Everyone and their life and their family, community, country, in the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, now is so important time, and we work to this time. We don't spend any second. We just invest all our heart to build a kingdom. And this there is a build through the ambassadors for peace, and also for the families blessed by the Messiah's incoming, where the true love is flourish. Let it really flourish, as we was yesterday in this greatest global meeting, thousands meeting with the Messiah's incoming, directly from spiritual world and on earth. And there is going one and one this blessing with the midnight prayers, dear Heavenly Parent. And here we are, we pray for the world, uniting with all of them, and also with all churches, with all brothers and sisters. We see that all of this development, everything what we have, medicine, education, and finance, everything, business world, go to perfection to build the kingdom. We see that the Messiah's incoming opened the era of direct presence of God without any trace of sin, as now is impossible to sin. Everywhere is IP cameras, everywhere is the internet recorded who and what was searching, and it remained for 1,000 years ahead, and also the spiritual world is recorded in every human mind. Help us, dear Heavenly Parent, to invest even more in building peace, witnessing our brothers and sisters, invite them to these peace forums, and build peace by 2027. Heavenly Parent, please help us to find prepared people to raise funds for your providence here right now. I pray for abundance and inspiration and motivation for Bishop Vakas, and also for Irina. And we are here in Europe and also globally. Let the money what was going to war move back to peace. Please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nicolae Kirpalas and the Blessed Family. Adieu. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Was so good, so nice to meet everyone. I feel God, I see, when I see you. May God give you everything what you need. Technology, phone, iPhone, and the money and everything. And most important, Messiah said, help. Okay, See you tomorrow. Invite more people to this meeting. Let's rejoice together. Even ministers and prime ministers and presidents are welcome. Bye bye.
Amen.
Bye bye.